gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages.
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
If any of the parties participating in this contract are shown not to be in their right mind, the entire agreement is automatically nullified.
Well, I don't know.
It's all right. That's in every contract. That's what they call a sanity clause.
You can't fool me. There ain't no sanity clause.
Just when I thought I was out, they pull me back in.
This is the main event of the evening.
They're here.
This is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Welcome back to the show. This is your boy JTB back into the studio. I'm here with a special guest. My boy is not in the studio today. What Coy, the Riddler, is out of town enjoying himself and having a break.
What?
Yes, sir. What Coy? Is enjoying himself, having a break, and so I allowed it. I signed the permission slip. It's okay. He can go for a little while. So he's out of the studio, but I have a special show for you today. Since you guys want me to be more in touch with my feelings and make sure that, you know, I have a sensitive feel on some things and also be more liberal and make sure that I don't say things out of the ordinary, I got a young kid in the studio. Yep, I said it's a kid. I don't care what he thinks he is. In the studio today is my boy Milk. Yep, and he wants to be called a man.
That's a manly name. I don't care what you say, man.
Milk is in the studio today. Give him a slight round of applause for being here today. That's good enough for me. So, welcome to the studio. How do you feel being in the studio with JTB?
This is my first time here, but I feel like, you know, just another day.
Yeah, just another day.
Yeah,
that the Lord has.
Not the
kept
law.
You? So, once again, in advance, I'd like to tell you all you're welcome for whatever I'm getting ready to say. All my views and opinions are more than likely true, and you should take these and live with them. All right? So here we go. We got some questions on the table today. I let little man here pick a few question topics that he wanted to discuss, and he wanted to, I guess, get off his chest. Probably something he can't say to his family. So that's why he's in the studio with me today. Here we are. Question number one. What is your question?
First of all, a lot of adults say that young people don't go through anything like
yeah, tread lightly. Tread lightly.
Okay, I'll tread lightly. Not directed to anyone personally.
Say the name. Say it with your chest.
Nah, see. If I say the name, I can't go home.
So it's in the house, huh?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not.
Okay, well, go ahead. Let me stop.
But they say that we don't go through a lot. You know, like our life is just go to school, come home, do homework, go to school, you know. But it's, you know, more than that, you know. So I want to know why people have that opinion.
Why do they think you don't go through anything?
Yeah.
Why you just go home, go to school? Probably because we don't know what you do in between school and home.
Probably because y'all don't ask either.
We probably don't want to know. I know what I used to do between school and home. And I guess it incites a little bit of fear to figure out that your child is doing the same thing. So let me ask, what goes on between school and home?
Well, there's a lot of stress in school, you know.
Stop.
Come on. You got to give it a chance now. You got to give it a chance.
I'm sorry. I'm being serious.
You know,
go ahead.
You got to deal
I'm
with
listening.
You got to deal with keeping your popularity up, your reputation
up. Oh my
up.
God.
look. I'm serious. Look.
This is a walking joke right now. Okay, go ahead. I'm being serious. I'm listening.
You got to worry about keeping your reputation up and keeping your grades up. And then you got to worry about relationship. Yes, we do have relationship problems as well as adults. And, you know, look, why is this a joke to you?
It's just funny. I'm listening. Go ahead. I'm being serious.
Yeah, we have relationship problems. And then, you know, the stuff that happens at school, sometimes you can bring it back home. And then, you know, it's like you kind of got an attitude when you get home. So, and then your mom's just, you know. I mean, nobody in particular, but someone at home.
So let me understand. You know, dealing with the issues in school. I'm going to break some things down for you real quick. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so you said one of the things that you had to deal with is is popularity.
Yeah.
In school.
Wait, I ain't going to say popularity. I'm going to say
you
reputation.
You have a reputation.
Yeah, reputation. You have a reputation to keep up.
And then on top of that, you have grades to maintain. Mm-hmm. Then on top of that, relationship.
Why is that?
Relationships. And then what was the other thing? Stress.
Yeah, stress.
Walking from school to home.
No. That's a 15-minute walk for me. Mm-hmm. So it's stressful for me.
So let's tackle the first part of that conversation. The first part was reputation.
Yeah.
How do you feel your reputation is in school?
I think I'm doing pretty good, you know. Not a lame. You know, but I'm not. I'm not a lame, but you know.
Okay.
I'm not I know who to affiliate
your opinion
with. No, everyone's opinion.
Oh, okay. I think I'm going to go up to your high school and take a poll. Yeah, you know I do it, right?
I know. You crazy enough for that.
Didn't I visit you on your job one day and just mess all
yeah,
of that
you
up?
Yeah, you ruined everything for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I messed your reputation up at work.
Every chance I had was just,
hey. Let me just explain it real quick, because I don't know if people really understand. But I went to his job one day, and a young lady that he was friends with. I'm trying to make it sound decent. That he has a kind of liking to, that he thinks is cute.
We're friends.
He thinks they're friends. And so I just threw it on the table like, hey, do you know? He got a crush on you.
Like, just right while I'm standing there.
You.
He couldn't wait till I walked away.
I'm like, look, this is a child. This is a minor. This is you'll go to jail. So I set all of that up real quick. But I think I'm going to take time one day and come up to the school and do a poll. So do you really think that when you say reputation or popularity, do you mean appearance or do you mean status quo?
I mean more so status quo.
I know this is my show, right? This is my show, right?
I mean, I guess so. Yeah, sure.
Acceptance. Do you think with your situation in school, as far as keeping a reputation, does it mean that you have to be accepted with your peers?
I mean, yeah.
Your status quo?
Yeah. I mean, if you're not accepted, then, you know, you're not going to have many friends. And school sucks without friends.
So you have friends?
Yeah, I have friends. Everyone should have at least one friend, unless you're just a terrible person like you.
Whoa. Wait a minute, dude. You on my show, right?
Okay, I'm on your show.
You gonna tell like me? I got friends.
You sure you got friends or people that tolerate you?
They don't even tolerate me. I just got friends. My friends are bold enough to tell me what's up.
Oh, so I'm your friend.
No, you're not my friend.
Wow, okay.
You're a lame in this video.
I'm just an associate.
I'm sorry, your reputation ain't that strong right here. So let me deal with your reputation and your acceptance. So in order for you to be accepted in your school, what do you have to do to gain that reputation or acceptance?
Well, first off, it's all about how you look. You know, you got to at least dress decent.
So you really...
What you got to say, man? What you got to say, man?
So what you have on now, this is...
No. See. I just got done
okay,
eating
go
at home, you know.
No. It's okay. Go ahead.
It's a dress down
day. Okay. Clothing. Clothing
gym.
Is the first thing. Clothing. Acceptance. Acceptance and reputation in your school is first based on clothing. Okay,
yeah,
what else?
You got to get looked at, you know. And then second off, it's like how you act, you know, your personality. If you can, you know, be around people, talk to people. Without saying something awkward, you know.
So you can't have a good personality but dress like a freak or something?
No.
That don't work?
If you dressing like a hobo but you got a good personality, I'm not going to come talk to you because you look like a hobo. You look like you stink.
So you're judgmental. Is that what you're saying?
I mean, the whole school is judgmental. It's high school.
So are they really your friends or are they just...
You know, that's a good question.
Oh, yeah. So you don't have friends. You have
associates
that follow you around because of your appearance and personality.
I mean, I wouldn't say they follow me around, but, you know, they're here and there.
You know what kind of puts that in the mind of? If you have people who follow you around, like little groupies and stuff like that, and basically they just ride you. coattail. Where are your mind going, dude?
I see high school mind.
Yeah. I think society calls them thoughts about now, okay?
Yeah, we have a lot of those.
So you have a bunch of thoughts that follow you around that you call friends.
I wouldn't say thoughts. You know, they're respectable thoughts.
Dude.
I mean, I wouldn't.
There's no such thing as a respect. You don't respect thoughts.
I mean.
They're in a category of Sarahs.
No, I don't mess with Sarahs.
Yeah, Sarahs.
I don't mess with those Sarahs.
You know, they're just a step above because they have a little bit of beauty and a little bit of booty.
Yeah.
But.
Okay, yeah, you can call them upgraded thoughts.
Okay, yeah, it's an upgraded thought. I just made a new word, thought upgrade. Okay.
Yeah, thought upgrade.
Thought upgrade. So you have thought upgrades that follow you because of your personality and your appearance.
Yeah.
It's not a friend.
I mean.
Really, you're sad in school. You don't even know it.
But I have strong connections with these people, you know. If they're going through.
Okay, go ahead.
If they're going through something, you know, they can depend on me to talk to them. Or if I'm going through something.
Look.
Look, why is everything so fun? I'm trying to be real.
They can count on you. You're the same age.
I know, which means I
Dude,
can relate.
I'm just going through something right now. You don't understand. She burnt my toaster strudel this morning. What am I going to do? My life is over. My life is over. What do you do, man? Look, just scrape the black off. It's still good.
See, that's the stereotypes that adults have of us. We go through worse things than that. But what I'm saying is, you know, I can depend on her to talk to me. And I can depend on she can depend on me to talk to her. You know?
So this is your girl?
No, that ain't my girl. You know, she's just my friend.
My
See, I ain't about to deal with this stupidity today.
Okay, so the second part of that was, you said reputation. Mm-hmm. What was the second part?
Wow, I forgot.
I know, right?
Reputation, grades.
Grades, okay. Let's talk about grades.
Yeah.
So, do you have to have good grades to keep your friends too? Because normally, back in the day, they used to call you a nerd.
Yeah, they still do.
You're a nerd?
I'm a fresh nerd.
See,
I mean, that's accepted, you know, because if you're fresh, you know, it go back to the appearance. You
so
know?
You're like a upgraded Urkel. Yeah.
Basically, yeah, you can say that. Yeah.
Urkel not cool.
Urkel got girls. When he went into that machine and turned into Fly Urkel, Stephon, he got the girl. Yeah. Stephon.
Yeah. I had to take it back. You weren't here yet when I came.
No, I was not.
Yeah. You probably were created around that era.
So that means you're about 40?
Whoa. If you're going to be offensive, I will destroy you on air.
No, I'm okay. I've already had my share of that.
Yeah, I will go off. Ask the architect. I do it.
No, I'm
okay. Okay, so grades play a consistent role. So you're a fresh nerd.
Yeah.
That is okay because your appearance and personality is okay. And you're smart.
Mm-hmm.
But your friends are stupid.
No.
Your thoughts are stupid.
Upgraded thoughts,
yes. And so now the next thing is relationship. Now this is where I started laughing because I didn't know you could have
I didn't know you could have
a disturbed relationship between you and your right hand. Like, how did you mess up that?
Hold on, I am not married to Hannah.
Like, how did you have issues with that?
Like, that's only on the weekends, man. That's my side chick.
Like, your relationship is attached to you. That's my side chick, man.
I'm talking about my main chick, man.
How did you mess up that relationship? Why? You been spending too much time with Lucy, huh? You couldn't give Rita enough time?
Look, I didn't lotion it that time. So. Let me stop talking stupid.
Oh, my God. There's no relationship problems. You don't have no relationship.
Yes.
You in high school.
Look, you can have a relationship with another female in school.
You going to get Jergens and not the dollar store brand this time?
I use baby oil this time.
Oh, my God. That's TMI.
Okay. All right. Enough about that.
So
let's get serious.
Explain to me where the relationship problem comes into play.
Well, for one, we have relationship problems just as adults have relationship problems.
Okay. Explain to me what relationship problem. Explain to me a typical teenage relationship problem.
Well, for one, as a teenager, you immature, you know, so you going to cheat on your girl a couple times, you know.
Whoa. That's not a relationship. What are you talking about? No wonder you have a relationship problem.
I mean, just be
so. Let's break this down real quick. If you're in a relationship, you don't cheat.
That's true. But
I bet you would stop your relationship problems.
So you
if
mean
you don't cheat?
I mean, like I said, I'm immature. I'm not afraid
to be consistent with that same.
Yeah, no. We're not talking about that.
I'm talking about your female.
Okay, but you know, it's like me as a young guy.
We have relationship problems in high school as well.
Listen.
Because you know you're immature. You're gonna cheat. No. I think I just solved my relationship problem. Listen. Maybe if I don't cheat, maybe you can have a decent relationship.
But Bobby, you know, in a relationship.
Go ahead.
Junior Teddy Bay. You know, in a relationship, girl gonna think you cheating regardless. If you
so you just make her assumption true?
I wouldn't say it like that.
That don't make sense.
It's like, you know, I'm as a kid, I'm mesmerized by a lot of things. So, you know, a fly girl walk by, you know, everything popping, I'ma like go pursue, you know.
She got her nails done.
Yeah, got her nails done, hair done.
Everything.
Everything just popping, everything just good, breezy. Everything good. I'm just going, you know, me as a young guy, it's like, you know.
Well, then you don't need a relationship.
That may be true.
Just be a whore, because that's what it sounds like.
Look, I tried that. I tried that, and it's like, you know.
I mean.
You get chastised for being a whore now. A man thought? Yeah. It's like, because he's like, oh, you mess with all these other girls. I'm not going to mess with you, you know?
That's normally the reputation of a whore.
I mean, you said I
don't understand.
You said I hang around upgraded thoughts, so, you know,
thoughtness. You hang around upgraded thoughts and you let their thoughtness rub off?
I mean, that's what anyone.
Or they rub you. Wait a minute. It's just crazy. Like, I don't want to talk about relationships anymore.
Why
you
not?
Might incriminate yourself.
There's,
you may be saying a little too much. I don't want you to get in trouble by this show. I don't want to get in trouble for interviewing you on that part of the aspect. But I'm going to tell you the first part about having a relationship is maybe you should be true to just the one. Maybe not the three. You can't handle three.
But like I'm said, I'm young. So it's like, you know, for me it's like you only live once.
But then you want me to take it serious about you having stress in your life.
That is stressful.
Yes.
I'm trying to sustain my main
chick. I told Susie to come over at 3, but dang, Teresa said she's stopping down at 2. What do I do?
I mean, yeah, that's a stressful situation.
That's a stupid situation.
You're going to have to tell one of them to go home early. One of them. That's stressful for me, you know?
I don't get it. I'm going to pass that up. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's all right.
Because the conversation was stupid. I mean, even for JTB, that conversation was a little bit out there.
I mean, you know, I'm just being real. Being real.
So you have problems with reputation, which we proved that you don't really have a reputation.
I do have
you just pretty much exist at school. You want to know what the basis of school was for? School was supposed to be... And slap me if I'm crazy for saying this. So
yeah,
you can be educated.
I am educated.
Like your ancestors fought for you to go to school to get an education.
My ancestors
and
fought.
And you said, you know what? I think I want to go to school, look fresh, be an upgraded Urkel, and be a whore. And this is how I represent my ancestors.
With a Mirror Row sticker on my shirt.
On your shirt.
Yes, with a Mirror Row.
That says
button.
King M. Thot.
Yeah. King Merit Row. Getting thought.
What does the M start for?
Oh, that's what the M stands for? Okay.
Yeah. A monkey thought. That's what it means.
So I just hop around from girl to girl. That's why it's monkey thought.
Yes, that's what you just told me.
So, I mean, it's not like that.
I don't know.
Like
I think you guys in high school, the reason we can't take you serious is because you don't do serious things. Like, I would take you serious if you was like, dang. I just put into my 401k early. I'm starting retirement.
Like, retirement at 16?
You don't hear teenagers saying stuff like that. You know what I hear teenagers saying? I think I need a cream. Something to take this rash away. I think I picked
first
something
off,
up.
That's, whoa. What are you picking up?
I don't know what you're picking up.
I don't know about
if
that.
If you going around from Sarah to Sarah to Sarah.
Okay, yeah. You might get the, you know, the clap or something.
Clap on, clap off.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got to get a prescription.
But, I mean, you know.
This is how, that is stressful. You're absolutely right. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that is.
That is stressful.
Having to deal with.
Because how do you come home and be like, Ma,
tell
scratch,
your mom.
Scratch, scratch.
Like, how do you tell your mom, like, hey, I might have got burnt by Susie.
I need to go and speak to somebody. Scratch, scratch, scratch. Like, now, could I please see the doctor? Scratch, scratch, scratch. Like, I don't get it.
I don't think I want to pee today.
I can't pee. I don't want no water.
But see, that's stressful.
I don't want no water.
That's stressful. That's something we have to deal with.
Nasty.
Yeah, that is pretty
that's
nasty.
Not stressful. That's
but it you know where there comes from? It comes from adults not telling us the seriousness of wrapping up.
Okay, so let me break this down for you. The seriousness of wrapping up is that adults tell you to chastise yourself until time that you can make a mature decision.
But I know.
But the thing about it, no, I'm talking.
Okay.
But the thing about it is that maturity goes out of the window when little man starts talking.
Oh, yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get you.
And so now you want them to tell you the maturity about wrapping up, but they told you to not do it because things happen.
But see, there's also parents that will give like their kids condoms and like, hey, be safe, you know?
They were thoughts in school too.
They probably were. Yeah. That's probably why they're like, you know, like 27 condoms, with a 16-year-old son.
Well, I mean, be realistic about the thing. Yeah, you need to wrap up. You need to take care of yourself. You need to have safety. I mean, we all know that something may happen. Something may go down.
Right.
But my duty is to tell you as an adult, as a parent, their duty is to tell you the best way to keep from getting something is to not do it.
Right.
To sustain yourself, to abstain, and allow yourself to grow up and mature correctly.
Right.
Now, if you choose not to do that, and you want to just go stick your little woodpecker in whatever hole you find, then the best next solution is to make sure that you wrap up. Make sure you speak to somebody. Don't be afraid to talk to your family members and your parents or somebody who you trust that can give you decent information about the situation.
Now, you know that's like very little people you can come and talk to about
go
that
stick
stuff.
Your thing in something and let it fall.
See?
Off. See? Your little stuff burn up and your little pebbles fall out. Don't say nothing. I gave you information just right now. I say that you should stay away, but if not, make sure that you take care of yourself and make sure you find someone respectable enough to give you information that will help you and not hinder and hurt you.
Right. Well, what did you do as a
Whoa,
teenager? What did you do as a teenager?
What did I do as a teenager? What do you mean?
Dealing with as far as wrapping up, you know. And
see, it was
things.
A different time. And,
see, it's not as different, huh?
I mean, you thank God nothing happened. That's what you
so
do.
I'm going to.
You thank God.
I'm
going
to thank God that nothing happened to me.
Okay, well, I just gave you some education now.
Right, right.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, your next question that you had. I feel like I just messed up society with that whole
conversation. You
kind of
did. You kind of did.
I'm going to have to do a playback and hear what I said. I think I even dropped knowledge,
because you said one thing, and then you turned around and gave another.
Well, I gave you both ends of the
you did,
the totem
but,
pole.
You know,
you're welcome.
I guess, thanks.
I bet
thanks.
You that white lady in your class can't teach you better than
no,
this.
No, she didn't. Well, she personally showed
she
us.
She probably
how to
said,
put it on.
Look.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, just
she
showed
did.
You pictures. Don't do it. I sense in fire hell.
No, she put it on a banana and said, "This is how you do this."
Oh, she showed you how to do it.
Yeah, yeah. And then she brought in a lady that had HIV.
Oh,
yeah. The lady told us how everything went, you know, and that's how we learned, you know. They're really blunt about it.
You know, you can get more stuff out that's not covered by the wrapper too, right? Like other stuff can crawl on you.
Well, yeah, I know about
that.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, then, all right. Ask the lady with HIV.
I don't think I wasn't there that day. I didn't come to school that day.
You missed the HIV lady?
Yeah, I didn't. Oh, man,
she don't have that much life to lose.
Now that is messed up. That
and you
is messed
just wanted
up.
To waste your time.
That's messed up.
That was messed
man.
Up.
Yeah,
I apologize.
You got to repent for that one.
I'll do it later. So. Yeah, I mean, that's good that they get those classes now, because most family members are afraid to talk about that stuff with their children
anyway.
Yeah,
they're real uneasy about that conversation. And it makes me uneasy talking about it with my parents, you know, because it's like, dude, I don't want to talk about that with you.
Like, get locked in your room for the next 3 years.
Right.
So you had another question. Is why can't older people hold conversations with younger people?
Yeah, like, you know.
I mean, why do you feel that way?
You know, because, you know, I can go somewhere and, you know, it's like, you know, hey, How are you? Oh, I'm good. And it automatically jumps to, well, how was school? School is good. And that's, after that, that's it. It's it. That's over.
That's called a conversation.
That's not a very long. That's not an interesting conversation. Let's talk about something different.
You said a conversation. What do you want to talk about?
Like, I don't know very much about politics, but we can at least talk about
I
sports.
I almost went to that old song. They're like, what do you want to, let's talk about, you know, Salt and Pepper. What about that? Yeah. But so what do you want to talk about?
At least something real. I don't want to.
I'm going to hold a conversation with you right now.
I mean, we've been holding a conversation.
Okay, come on. Talk to me. What do you want to know? Talk to me.
See, nah. See, I don't know anymore. I think conversation needs to be at a minimum with you. But, it's like, you know, every time I see you, we got to talk about school, and that's the end of the conversation. It's like, come on, man.
That's all they care about.
I mean, that might be the case, yeah. But it's like, you know, if we relate into each
other. Have you thought about initiating a conversation?
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, that may be part of the problem.
I mean, but like, you know.
It's okay if you initiate conversations. Like, hey, how was your day?
But it's like,
what about the weather today?
No, I don't want to ask. I don't care about that.
Well, it's called conversation starters.
Who really cares about the weather now? You gonna walk up to a girl like, "Hey, girl, what's your name? How about this?"
You
weather?
Said adults in conversation.
I know that. I'm speaking on.
What kind of adults you talking to?
I mean, I'm talking.
Why
about...
Why are you going up to adult females like, "Hey, girl"? That's not no.
I mean, I'm talking about like as far as family members. You know.
All right.
You know, you always gonna have that. You always gonna have that one uncle that's gonna be like, "Yeah, how's school?" And that's the end of the conversation. He doesn't know you that well to conversate. You know.
Oh well, tell him. You know, some things have happened since then.
I'm supposed to tell him like that.
That word would be converse.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I don't know how to
knowledge
converse.
Is power.
But if I don't know how to converse and you don't know how to converse, how are we supposed to have a conversation? You know?
TV.
That may be the answer. That may be the right answer.
Yeah. You always can give a conversation off of TV. Commercials, TV show, something. It's called enjoying life, having a conversation, and, you know.
I just feel like with younger people, it's like we only conversate with people who we feel comfortable with.
Yes. So that's how you have conversations.
I mean, but like, if you know I don't feel that comfortable with you, you should at least make an attempt as an older person to at least, you know, try to relate, you know.
I mean, it depends on the age range because sometimes it depends on the age range. Older people had that mentality that young people were supposed to be seen and not heard.
Yeah, that's that like 1950s type.
All right, so show them something different. Start a conversation. Be proactive today.
So, if I was to start a conversation with an older person, what would you suggest?
Dude, I don't know.
See, I know how to. See, have that's a how I feel.
I mean,
it's like, you know, I walk in the room. It's like I don't know what to say to you. You know, it's just like, you know,
go in the room and just say something crazy.
Like what?
I mean, I don't know. You've seen how I interact with people. Yeah, that I don't
I mean,
even
but
know.
You're like,
I just go up and just talk.
Yeah, you don't care what you say. I kind of care what I say.
I care what I say.
Bobby.
What is wrong with y'all? You don't think I care what I say?
No, you don't.
That's true.
You can walk up to someone and be like, hey, that you're a terrible person. I don't know why you succeed in life. You're nothing. And then just walk away like nothing ever happened. Like
that's true.
Yeah, that is true. I seen you do it.
Yeah, that's true. I've done that before.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So, you know, you clearly don't care. You know, but I kind of care, you know. So I either want to be accurate with the conversation or, you know, I have a conversation.
I'm accurate with the conversation.
I mean, but you, like, hurt people's feelings. After, like, I'd be kind of hurt and you wasn't even talking to me.
That's funny, actually. That's actually funny. I'm just honest. I just say what needs to be said. I don't want to sugarcoat, you know what I'm saying? I just make sure it just come out and I just say it.
Well, it like kind of, it kind of sting when you
but
say
I know
it,
how right? to soften some blows. Like, honey, you're not fat. You're just cuddly.
And that's softening the blows? Oh, my God.
Yeah, you're like Charmin.
You're just a little plump.
Yeah. Triple the size.
But that's still that. To me, that's still kind of, you know, rude.
It's
you know?
Like the one girl at work I call Snuffy.
You call somebody Snuffy at work?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you call someone a dude at work, so I believe you.
Yeah, she looks like a dude. Yeah. You just throw the conversation out there. It's not that bad. You can do it. Don't worry about it.
So what you're saying is I should start throwing conversation out there.
Yes.
Hoping.
This is what makes me wonder what type of skills you have in school if you can't talk to people.
Wait, I could talk to people in school because I can relate.
We are on the same thing.
No, it's not.
There's some way you can relate to everyone.
I just haven't found that way yet.
I relate to you. I can relate to somebody older. I can relate to somebody
That's because we both stupid, you know?
Two stupid people stupid. Going with it. Don't put me in that category. Well, upgraded Urkel.
What's the
don't do that, please. That's not me.
What's the name you want? What's the name you want?
I'm peculiar.
We're both peculiar.
No, we're not both peculiar.
Oh, I can't get peculiar.
No, I'm peculiar.
Okay, you can take peculiar.
You're upgraded Urkel.
Okay,
that's a different category.
So we can relate on some type of level of stupidity. You know, that's the.
I don't know this level of stupidity that you speak of.
We can relate somehow. Let's just say.
Yes, I'm willing to go down to your level of dumbness.
Yeah,
and pull you back up to normality. You're welcome. You're welcome.
But you know, with other people, it's different. You know.
Yeah. Well, I just introduce people to my world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to do that yet. So it's going to be
you
high.
You can't be that much of a social person, and I don't see how you're popular.
I'm a very social person. You know, I could walk up to people my age, and you know, with no regrets, say something. You know,
but what takes you over the edge is when you can speak. Like when I was in high school, I was able to speak to my teachers, and they changed my grades.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You was messing with them teachers, man.
No.
Oh no. See.
There was only like one that I wanted to. But no. Oddly enough, she was my kindergarten teacher. I started early. I was like,
wow, corrupted since kindergarten.
I'm like, oh my God, please let me drop a pencil. Please let me drop a pencil. In kindergarten.
Wow.
I remember that.
So she could just slide in and come pick it up.
No,
huh?
No. So I can slide under the desk and pick it up. I was throwing pencils.
Put it right next to her shoe.
Yeah, she was nice. And then she had the nerve to dress up for Halloween one year, and she dressed in a bathing suit. Do you know how that blows a child's mind?
Right.
And I'm already perverted in kindergarten?
Right.
And you come in a one-piece bathing suit? And then, oh, my God.
It made you want to touch, didn't it?
See, I wanted to be held and cuddled again.
See, that's how I started cheating. So now you see where I'm coming from, you know?
I didn't cheat.
You were close to it.
I was a kindergartner. She was a teacher.
I mean, still close.
That's messed up.
Where's
your mind at?
It is pretty messed up, but you mean, you said it, man. So? How do you remember this bathing suit from 20 years ago?
Anybody who was in my class can remember this bathing
suit. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm not the only one. I grew up with some people. They'll tell you.
Yeah. I had a teacher dressed as a nurse. My ninth grade year.
A nurse?
Yeah. Oh, my God. No, it was 10th grade year.
A slutty nurse?
Yes.
Oh, my Jesus.
And she told me, she said, yeah, you know I like black guys. I almost passed out. Like, my heart, like, melted.
It's called opportunity.
That's the opportunity I was willing to seek, man.
That's called opportunity. Like, my grade gonna be a what? Let's talk.
Right.
I need a checkup. These are jokes.
Yeah, just jokes. Just
jokes. For him.
Some of them.
Yeah. Yeah, that would have been jokes for him. For me, during that year of my life.
See, now we see what you did in high school, huh?
That teacher would have been writing A's everywhere.
A's and H's.
I don't really know. But she would have been writing some. Now, the oldest person that I dated, ironically, and I was in high school, was a 40-year-old woman.
What? Dude, that is like rape, man.
For who? Her or me?
For you.
Oh, okay. I was okay with it.
Of course, you dating a 40-year-old. What do you need with a 40-year-old woman, like?
Her money and her car.
Half her life is, like, already gone. So, like.
I didn't care.
Wow. How old were you? Like, no specific age, just in high school.
I'm not going to tell you that.
You don't want authorities to get involved with this. What was this teacher's name?
It wasn't a teacher.
Oh, it was just a woman off the streets.
No, I don't pick up street booty. What's wrong with this dude?
How did you guys meet?
I'm not going to tell you that either.
Why not? What's wrong with that?
Because you're a child.
I mean, that's,
I think our conversation has been a little strained anyway.
A little? A little?
And you can't have a conversation with an adult? Your conversations are messed up. You want to go talk to a 35-year-old woman and be like, hey, girl, how you doing? I like the baby seat in the back and your nice little minivan. What you doing later? That's a messed up conversation.
I mean, that's how I was. That's how I was raised, you know.
Whoa.
Well, not raised by my parents, no.
No.
But like, I grew up watching people do that, you know.
What?
Y'all haven't?
What were you watching?
I was watching, you know, Sherrod. He had like...
Oh, you put names out?
I'm not supposed to put names out. I grew up watching...
Don't edit this.
Yeah, but you got to bleep that part out. We don't use names. I grew up watching my siblings, you know, talk to older females. So, you know, it's like... It kind of rubbed off on me.
I'm not going to say it. Your siblings are thoughts?
I don't want to say. I'm going to leave that alone because I don't want any trouble.
You probably should.
Yeah, I'm going to leave that alone.
I'll say it.
You're going to say their thoughts? I got a lot of siblings. I don't know.
You're telling me that you learn thoughtish ways from your siblings.
You know, that's what any older person that you look up to, you know? Like, as far as...
Dude!
Well, not...
You in the wrong circle.
No. Look, listen. You know, you grow up watching your older siblings do things, and it rubs off on you. It's like, oh, I want to do that.
Okay, so this kind of segues back into the next thing you were asking about young people and dating. Young people and dating, and what's the difference between my generation and dating at this present time and your generation and dating at this present time, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you consider a good date for your generation? McDonald's?
Chipotle? Sunset.
Chuck E. Cheese.
No, dude, I'm not. How old do you think we are? We don't go to Chuck E. Cheese anymore. Look, I think a nice date is Chipotle. A nice cheap date. Chipotle.
Chipotle is cheaper date?
Yeah, but man, $6 bowl, man. It might be $7. I don't know. I don't know for sure. Chipotle, sunset, you know, nice conversation. I take you somewhere and then I take you home.
Okay, what? What do you mean by take home? Explain.
I take her to her actual house. What do you think of me?
Okay. Parental authorities are there?
No. That would kill the date.
So, $6 can get you in now.
Oh. I'm not saying that. See, you're just putting words in my mouth now.
That's a cheap date.
That's a thought. If $6 can get you in.
He bought me Chipotle. I think I'm gonna give him some. Like, what? I was buying IHOP. I was down with $8. You know what I'm saying?
You said you was buying IHOP.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I was spending too much. They owe me $2. I need to call the other women I talked to and get my $2 back from each one.
Look, man, all you gotta do is throw out that silver bowl and you in there, man, basically. Depending on who the girl is. Now, it might take a little bit more. For the girls I talk to, it takes a little bit more, you know.
So you got to get Chipotle and an Icy from Speedway?
You just may have.
It's an extra 89 cents.
Right. Extra 89 cents. So she can't be that cheap, you know. She over $6.
Oh, my God. Hey, girl, you put a dent in this 20.
This is your 20.
I had to break change for you.
This is your 20 that you need to use for the rest of this week.
Oh, my God. That is so nasty. Yeah, that's sad.
Yeah, in a sense, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's
my generation of dating, we do live a little more classier. I mean, I did make one mistake, and I listened to the Maverick one time, and he sent me on to this one restaurant. This person did not deserve anything she received. No, don't speak.
I'm not the Maverick.
I mean not the Maverick. I'm sorry. Not the Maverick. I'm not the Maverick. I'm sorry. It wasn't Geauga Lake. I forgot. I'm sorry. The architect sent me to this one restaurant. And I think this was our first date for this one female.
Fancy restaurant?
Fancy restaurant.
The best. The best you can find.
I can't even take nobody else there because it's tainted because of the image of her.
Well, just in parts. He said, what's a nice restaurant? He didn't say, what's a place I can take her? You know,
see, you wasn't specific.
It was kind of my fault because I didn't take the time to Google it look up the menus, see the prices,
the names.
All of that stuff. When I walked in the restaurant, it was fireplace. I'm like, oh my God.
It's a little bit too fancy.
My wallet started crying. I'm like, I seen they were lit. I seen glasses, waiters and waitresses. I'm like, oh my Jesus. I think I'm about to go in on this day. Something. Like, and then to do all of that and get nothing from it.
Wow. Wow.
Right.
I'm like, dude, you got the bill.
It was okay. I didn't want anything.
So basically you pay grade A money. For grade F results.
Yeah.
Female. That's pretty funny.
For a grade F female.
A grade F female. Why would you even take a grade F female to
because
a fancy restaurant?
That's, I said, what's a one. Nice restaurant to go to?
No, you say, what's a grade level C restaurant that I could take this female to? You don't say nice restaurant.
Oh my God.
See, you can learn from me, you know?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I should have took her to McDonald's.
Yeah, see, the
threw a happy meal at her and called her today.
Earthquake did it.
You know what I'm saying? I made the mistake. That's the first and last time I listened to the architect on restaurant selections for a first date.
I would have told you, look, Denny's is open 24 hours. You ain't paying no more than $10.
I would have to agree this time. I would have to. He just dropped knowledge on me. I would have to agree.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. That was actually good information.
I know.
But I don't like Denny's. But I don't mind giving her, you know, off that $4 menu. You go ahead and get whatever you
right.
want, baby.
As long as it's on the kids' meal.
Exactly. Exactly.
No, it's different. Now, I can see about you taking a female to a grade A restaurant.
No.
Well,
not for the first date.
Well, not for the first date. But, you know, you guys been talking for a while. You went on a couple dates before. But, I can see you taking a female to a nice restaurant and then you know, of course, getting good results after, you know. That's understandable.
What type of good results? I'm a Christian.
I mean.
I just talk crazy.
Back in your non-Christian days.
Oh. You trying to incriminate me on the air, dude?
I mean, you already did that yourself.
No. I talk crazy, but I'm not crazy. I don't do, I mean, you. Well, first off, you might not get a grade A restaurant.
Well, grade B at least, you know. You've been talking to her for a while.
Get a C+.
A C+? Okay, that's understandable.
Yeah. C+. That's B-.
We'll stick with the B-. Yeah. You know. But, you know, as long as you get good results, it's like, you know, you're good.
Now, what would be considered good results?
You not going home that
apparently.
Night, you know?
Panties go for $6.89 now. So, Chipotle and the icy from Seaway.
Only at Chipotle.
Yeah, I mean.
Now, I'm not saying that's what
by
every
by the time
girl.
You get to eat, you know, Chipotle gets you a little bloated and a little backed up sometimes.
And that'll be one of the cons of, you know, the six,
right.
the $6.89.
That's the best
panty dropper.
Girl, you look wild. Open your window. We still going to do this, though, but you need to crack the window. This ain't gonna work.
Oh, man. You stupid.
Girl, that's just the beans going through you. Get out about 15
hey,
minutes.
Hey, look, y'all gonna be farting together.
All right.
Y'all gonna be doing it together. Yeah. Y'all both had Chipotle.
After you get done with Chipotle, you go to the park so you can get all of that out. Like, girl, we gonna take a walk.
Look, let the windows down. You're letting the stank out.
Yeah. Well, you riding around the handlebars of your bike anyway. You ain't got no car.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Looking like E.T. riding through the neighborhood and stuff. Get out of here.
I don't look like Ryan.
She got that one little finger going on.
Point straight to the Chipotle sign. With the other thumb up like, yeah.
Yeah. That way.
Right.
That way.
But that's not what every female, you know. Some females won't take Chipotle in as a panty dropper place. You know, some people like.
I didn't know there were panty dropper restaurants. You better not let your mother hear this.
Yeah, you gotta edit this part out.
I am not initiating any of this. I just want to make sure.
I mean,
you know
caught
this.
Me to this show, so you knew what you was getting yourself into.
I did not
into.
Know what I was getting into. I thought you were upgraded Urkel. I didn't know. I thought you were the good kid.
I am a good kid, but just, you know, some type of stupidity, you know? I'm not ashamed.
Yes, sir. You may not need to. You better hope nobody hear this episode. You want to know the difference between young people and dating?
I think I understand now.
That's the difference. We mature about ours. Y'all just. You trying to find the cheapest panty dropping move.
I mean, you know.
Netflix and chill.
It's not even Netflix and chill no more. It's just chill now. It's not even chill no more.
You don't even need Netflix, huh?
No, you don't need Netflix. All you need
girl,
is
do you see Bugs Bunny on the TV? Go upstairs. Come on, let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Netflix is like $8.99.
That's yeah, right. That's a little bit too much, girl. Yeah, wait a minute. You paying down on this bill?
Right. You got your $4? We can watch Netflix.
But girls is telling me, like, it's not even Netflix and chill no more. It's like, you know, after two minutes of, you know, they say 20 minutes of Netflix and chill, he looking at you like, what we gonna do? You know?
I would too. After I got my $4 on the bill, didn't you watch half the movie? I paid for the other half. I choose not to watch it.
20 minutes ain't half the movie, man.
You talking about?
It's a documentary.
Whatever, man. You come in, you flick the TV on and flick it back off? That's enough.
Right.
My mother comes home in 2 hours. We have an hour and 50 minutes to do what we need to do.
Not even an hour, 15. I say 15 minutes.
You want to know the difference between young people?
I mean, come on now. You had one of those days where it was just a quick stop and go.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, you the man. Because
I don't know what you're talking about.
You ain't never had that one.
I don't know what you're talking about.
we got to
not at all.
We got to bleep that part out too.
No. We can't. I want a personal copy of this episode. I want to play this Sunday morning.
We don't need to play this. What, you gonna play it over the intercom? Yeah. Over the speakers.
I want to make sure everybody hears this episode.
I mean, I'm just being real, you know.
I like it. It's okay. I'm gonna invite you back another day too, because I think you'll pull some of my younger generation audience in. But yeah, you better tread lightly for the next couple weeks.
Yeah, I might be on punishment before I get to the house.
Yeah, yeah, it's going through the air. It's a bird chirping.
Yeah, she gonna have the belt ready.
Yeah,
she gonna have the belt, and then she gonna be standing at the front door.
She looking said, like Aunt Jemima.
Yeah, she gonna say
holding the slave belt.
You could either take this punishment, or you could take this belt.
You're gonna get both.
I probably am. Yeah, that's how I always.
The biggest lie ever told. Don't fall for that trap.
Yeah.
Take the punishment, because the butt whooping is gonna follow with a punishment.
Yeah, it
both.
Usually works like that. You know,
you're gonna get them both.
I never knew a person that got a whooping and was like, "Hey, go outside and go play." That's unusual to me. Well,
that's embarrassing.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to go outside.
What? Now go out with your friends.
No. They'd be like, "What's
I
that?
I want punishment now."
What's that big whelp on your arm? Don't worry about it. I failed.
You come out looking like Kunta.
Right.
Feel like one of your feet got chopped off. You limping all the way back to the playground.
No. It don't work. See, yeah, like that's kind of embarrassing. I wouldn't want to go outside in those situations.
I would do that to my child.
Make him go outside after a whooping?
Yeah.
Dude, you wouldn't even want to. Your back would be so sore, dude. Like, no, man.
Who? I would be okay with it.
Nah. Because you didn't get the whooping.
Oh, well, I don't care. So let me ask the next question that you had written down on this list. You asked me a somewhat serious question, which kind of surprised me because of the whole conversation we just had. But you asked the question, how can young men grow up to be men without a father figure?
Yeah.
How can young men grow up to be men without a father figure? Do you have a comment on that, or do you want me to just comment?
Well, to me, it's like, I think most young men of my generation go the wrong way because they don't have that figure to show them the right way. And, you know, dealing with moms, you know, it's like moms can do it, but you really need that male guidance to really, you know, understand how to be a man. You know, you can't be a man. Well, I'm not going to say that. You can be a man learning from a woman, but you still need that manly figure in your life, you know?
You got to have some type of association of a fatherly figure in your life. So what do you think has been the biggest strain in your generation at this time of not having father figures in the household? What do you see as some of the normal things that are happening?
Well, for my generation, it's a lot more gangbangers, mm-hmm. per se, in my city alone. I don't know about other cities, but it's a lot more gangbangers that feel they need to get in this game because, you know, they looking up to the quote-unquote OGs, you know, the older people that are in the game. So it's like, you know, they're looking up to that figure because they didn't have a father figure before that. You know?
I mean, can you really say that it's because of the lack of the father image in the household?
Well, not so much, but I can definitely say
that. But it plays a great part. Yeah, it plays a great part. So, I mean, it's a little different for you because you've had a father figure in your household. Yeah. He set a standard. You've seen how things go. He's giving you somewhat of a model to mature to.
Right.
And so being able to see other people, it seems like if they had that model, they would do better.
Yeah,
huh?
They would be a little bit different, at least a little bit different.
Well, this is one of the things I think, and to help answer that question, that I think mothers should somehow allow their child to be around somebody who they consider a decent male figure to be in that life.
Right.
You know, establish them with somebody. But even though it's a hard and great task, some mothers have done a very good job of raising their children without having a father present. Now, I don't think that 100% of the problem of some of the mentality of people and things that the kids go through and want to be a gangbanger or, you know, God forbid they turn out to be gay or whatever it is because of the lack of a father figure.
Right.
I think that it's basically about the society, the technology, and the things that's happening.
Right.
What I mean by that is that because they don't have a certain guide or somebody's not telling them, the mother still has to impart some type of information into them.
Right.
And so you already know the structure and the guidelines, and you know all of that. Birds, bees, all of that extra good stuff. But if you're watching certain things or you're around certain things, you start adapting to different things.
Right, right.
And so when you start adapting to different things, it then pulls you in that direction. It's your choice to say, no, don't think I need to go that way. Or maybe I want to go and join the in crowd.
Right.
So I can't say it's completely because of the lack of fathers, because you had some great people who did not have a father figure who made it.
Yeah.
Whether you got some pretty messed up people who didn't have a father figure and didn't make anything in their life.
Yeah, so it can go both ways, you know.
It can. It's a hit or miss sometimes. But, yeah, I do think having a father figure is a great, great, great thing to have.
Right.
And then that's why they initiate things like the Big Brother, Big Sister program and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And that you can have. But, you know, especially urban community, we don't utilize those things.
No, we don't, man. Nobody got time. Well, I ain't gonna say nobody got time for it.
Well, I don't want to send my child there anyway.
Yeah,
like, I don't know you.
Right. You so know how am I?
You know, but that's one of the things we have, and then you have. I mean, it's just hard in society these days to trust somebody.
Right.
That you could, but you have mothers who push away manly figures in their children's lives too. Yeah. So that's a different aspect too. So I mean, it's just I can't cuss. But it's D if you do or D if you don't. You know what I mean? It's like you're gonna catch the totem pole on each end. Something's gonna happen. But I mean, you pray for the best. Now, you know what could work? What could work is if you surround yourself around some good friends and positive. You know, I probably wouldn't let my child hang around you.
What do you mean by that?
Based
your
on
child
our
would
conversation.
Come out. Your child
based
would come
on our
out
conversation,
great.
I wouldn't let my child hang around you.
Your child would come
because
out
you
awesome.
Sound like a horrible influence.
I'm not
on a child's life.
What?
Maybe the education piece is good, but the rest of your life sounds a little bit messed
well,
up.
Well, you influenced my life to be this way. You know, I wasn't this way before you.
Wait a minute, dude. Yeah. Don't repeat that statement. That ain't because of me.
When I met you, it went downhill from there.
Whatever. Don't blame that on me. You better blame that on your other figures that was before you.
Look, you came to rob us, right?
Really, dude?
Yeah, I'm going to put you on the spot. You put
you
me on
put
the spot.
Put a personal story on the airwaves?
All right.
Go ahead. I don't care.
Yeah, so he came to rob us.
About to back down. He's weak.
You know, and then once you planted that seed, and you know, and I met you, you know, and you took care of us. It's like, you know, went downhill from there. You influenced me.
So you're saying that 10% of my personal being in your life has messed up 90% of yours?
Yes, that is exactly what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Yes, that is exactly.
That's stupid. I didn't influence you to mess up in your life.
I didn't mess up in my life.
Yeah, you're like a walking mistake right now. According to the conversation we just had, I'm afraid to have younger people around you.
But look, I'm just being real. Just being real.
Is that a 50 Cent song?
I don't think so. I don't know. Is it a 50 Cent?
Let's just be honest.
That's a Dej Loaf song, first off.
Oh, my bad. I got it mixed
you
up.
You would know about that, huh?
Yes. Yes.
That's not a good thing.
Yes. I listen to all types of music. That's why I can have a conversation with any age range.
See?
Because I'm compatible to everybody.
See, why can't other adults be like that?
Maybe you should just be seen and not heard.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
You actually want other adults to be like the Junior Teddy Bear?
No, no, not at all. That's not at all what I'm saying. No. If there is any more Junior Teddy Bears, like, the society would be, like, gone, messed up. You know, it's over. But what I'm saying is adults should at least try to be able – they should at least be able to relate to people of different age groups, you know?
Well, I mean, once again, there it goes that you don't know who raised them and you don't know how they were, you know, socially and economically influenced.
What you mean by that?
Maybe they don't want to talk to you. How about that? That might be the problem. Maybe it's not everybody else. Maybe it's just you. Have you ever thought about that?
No, I haven't, because I'm awesome. But
so messed up. That's being conceited.
It is a little bit.
Yeah.
But I can.
I told you he was weak. You see how he backed down? I would have stood strong to my cover. That's how I know I didn't influence you. Because I'd be like, you're absolutely right. That is conceited. But I call it confidence, not conceited.
Well, look, I had a little bit of home training after you. But look.
No, so it wasn't me. It was your home training.
But look.
Thank you. Thank you.
Look, we off that subject now. I've had people say, you know, even if I don't care about the conversation, or even if, you know, the conversation's about nothing, I can still be like, you know, I can still act like I really care about this conversation. That's what makes people comfortable, you know?
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, if I'm talking to you and you're on your phone like you are now, you know, I'm not going to feel very comfortable. I'm going to stop talking eventually.
It's called multitasking. Once again, you probably didn't learn that in your life, and whoever taught you.
Public
apparently
schools,
that wasn't
huh?
me.
Public schools?
I didn't say public schools.
that's what your main excuse is for that kind of stuff.
Well, it's called multitasking because I'm doing the radio and doing things at the same time. But I you know what? You actually imposed some good questions and stuff on the show today.
Yeah.
Which kind of shocked and surprised me because...
Wow. Because are you saying I'm not capable of making good conversation?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Okay, that's cool. That's, yeah. I'm just asking.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, but you know,
what was that? You heard that too?
Oh goodness. Yeah, but no. I mean, you did good. I appreciate you coming on the show. I think I may do another segment like this. Architect, what do you think about the show? It doesn't matter. Don't speak.
Wow.
I thought everything was really good.
It was actually very interesting. I mean, the shock value was like 10 and a half. But there was actually some interesting content
based next time
on
you
the
come,
context.
Bring your textbook, okay? I'm going to teach you some true stories about slavery. I'm going to teach you some true stories.
You old enough to tell me the stories.
I'm going to tell you the truth. They don't tell you the truth. I'm going to tell you the truth. You bring your history book, I'm going to tell you the truth behind the stories, okay? I'm going to tell you about everything. How the presidency that came along, how Abraham Lincoln got in to be president. It all was because he had the most niggas.
Oh, wow. You can say that on the radio?
Yeah, and he had one who was pregnant, and she had one on
wow.
the way. And because she was with child, that's how he became president, because he had more
and
than
you
the other
wonder
guy.
Why I'm messed up. You wonder why I'm messed up. It's stuff you
I
say.
I'll teach you the truth.
No, I don't want to learn that truth. That hey, truth.
You want to know why? Okay, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you the station identification, so to speak, and I'm going to get out of here. But bring your textbook next time, and I'm going to school you on everything else, all right? So I want you to make sure, and look, I'm even doing it right this time. You should be proud of me. So make sure that if you want to get in touch with us, you hit up cseradio.casterfm. Also, make sure you hit up cultureshockentertainment.com. On Facebook and Instagram, that's Culture Shock Entertainment. And on Twitter, it's called Culture Shock ENT. All right? So make sure you hit us up. I had the kid in the show today, the one and the only Milk, the Milk Dud, the Buttermilk, the little kid that wish he did, but he can't, but he did anyway. Whatever. We had him in the studio today. I schooled him on some things. I taught him that life – it's not a box of chocolates.
Yeah, I clearly understand but that.
If the box of chocolates costs $6.89, you could probably get...
You got some panty droppers on the way. Oh, you know?
Exactly. So make sure you tune in. This is your boy JTB. I got to get out of here. I think I've just ruined and corrupted another person. I feel great about myself. Once again, you're welcome for everything that I said, and I'm out of this piece. Say something. Tell them goodbye. It doesn't matter. You don't have to speak.
Wow.
Have a good day.